This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget about everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truckers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women getting it done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com for more information about the program and all the different things we have going on. Alrighty, joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, it's the originator, the man that's been with us the longest of anybody, Frank Salvato.
Yes, longevity seems to be a good.
Hold his dirt. All this dirt, right? Okay. All right, calm down. Calm down. Okay, there we go. They calmed down. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, I've got to mention a weather bulletin here. We did have a tornado or two come through the Chicago suburb area around O'Hare Airport, and there have been injuries. There has been damage. In the meantime, those tornadoes skipped across over into the eastern part of Michigan, Detroit on down towards Toledo. And there's a warning over in there right now for the next few minutes. And then we have a storm system that's been moving across all night long, I-80, I-90, I-94. And it looks like it's going to continue to move across Ohio. So you folks out in front of this thing, be advised. It's got some bad weather in it. Please be careful.
Yeah, last night before I turned in, I noticed that they had a Mavis box for mass casualties that included one of my old departments up there. So it was a very serious. There's extensive damage, and there's a possible loss of life that gets above a certain level up there. So my thoughts and prayers are with everybody up there as they go through this. I remember responding to things like this back in my career, and yep. they are awe-striking at the devastation that can happen when you're looking at the waste that Mother Nature can leave in her path. So my thoughts and prayers to everybody up there, including the first responders,
yep,
because it does put the zap on your head a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The things you see, the things you go through. All righty. Now, we got to talk about our great governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, because I think there's a little bit of roper-doper going on here. You know the Democrats would love to drag him out and get him out on the presidential trail so that they could think about, Charlie Crist or whoever else it is that's going to get the Democratic nod running for governor, running against a much weaker candidate than Ron DeSantis. So that's not going to happen, because a couple of weeks ago he said, I'm not going anywhere. I want to be governor, and I've got work to do yet.
Yeah, it's one of the most beautiful statements a politician has ever said. I'm not out for me. I'm here to do a job for the people.
Yep.
That is a true public servant. And yeah, you're damn right. They'd like to get him out there in the presidential chair. They'd like to bloody the hell out of him, you know, because he sets an example and he strengthens the other governors around him that are within his mindset. You know, and Charlie Crist, Nikki Fried, come on. I can't even believe they announced. That's just ridiculous. Chris has already proven that he can drive a state into the ground.
Yep.
And Nikki Fried, this is the girl who had to put her face on the stickers, the tax stickers at every gas pump.
That was illegal.
Talk about a narcissist. Mm-hmm. You want someone like that as your governor?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm. If you're a Floridian, even if you're a Democrat, even if you're a Democrat down in Miami-Dade, you've got to give it up for DeSantis. You have to.
Yeah, and that was illegal what Nikki Fried did, and she had to take her face off the gas pump.
And how much did that cost the taxpayers to redo all of the stickers and have the manpower to go out there to replace them all?
Several hundred thousand.
You know, so she's not a good steward of the tax dollar, and she's self-important. She's got an ego. So, you know, let's remove her from that position in the next election, too.
Yep. Now, the poll that was done over the weekend that kind of got everybody's head up, woke everybody up, was the Western Conservative Summit, and the Daily Wire ran a poll. The top five candidates in order were Ron DeSantis, 74%, Donald Trump, 71%, Senator Ted Cruz, 43%, Mike Pompeo, 39%, and Senator Tim Scott, 36%. Those were the top five. But still, Trump was right there in the thick of things, and, you know, Donald is probably, if he wants it, it's his. That's my opinion. All right, hold that thought, Frank. We'll be right back, because here comes the music. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Frank Silvato, brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get their customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And that's because Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to the You Serve, You Save program. All active military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get taken excellent care of and get tremendous deals. Now, Moss Care, got that too. Free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. They've got a tremendous selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, over 800 right now. Clean trade-ins, commanding a great resale price so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride now. By the way, my vehicle, they gave me $3,500 more than the blue book value of the vehicle. That's how much the vehicle had gone up the last 3.5 to 4 months. So naturally, I took advantage of that and got another one. You bet I did. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Tell them the captain sent you. Save you a whole bunch of money. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the caller because you and I want to talk about something here in a minute. But good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right. Goodbye, caller.
you gotta turn down the radio, otherwise you get that.
Well, I didn't even hear the radio, but that's okay. All right, we were talking about let's see here.
About that straw poll.
Yeah. Okay, and you wanted to comment about that.
You know what that says is less about what candidate that the people want to see run, and more about the platform that they want to see whoever does run employ. If you're not looking at every single thing that the Trump administration did and every single thing they ran on, you're not going to be making it through the primaries. So when you see these polls about the strength that Donald Trump still has, it is an endorsement of his platform, not necessarily the man, although, you know, you're casting the ballot for him in these straw polls, but it's absolutely about everything that he did when he constructed his platform, and that's a good thing for the country.
Mm, very much so. Okay, I'm going to try this again. We have the same caller back. Let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dorothy, and I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Well, I just want, you deserve a compliment, because last Monday I called you, and because you always say the pledge every hour, and I listen to you faithfully, and I said, maybe you should play the Star Spangled Banner, and then you played Whitney Houston, and that was fantastic. Well, I want you to know somebody must have been listening, and maybe they do it all the time, but I was listening to Mark Davis on the last Friday, and the last thing he played is, I guess, the New York Islanders, the hockey team.
Right.
He switched the announcer, and the announcer said, all right, everybody, we're going to stand up,
yep,
and we're all going to sing, and everybody sang.
Yep.
It was unbelievable, and I thought, I wonder if they were listening to Captain America. But I thought it was wonderful.
They've done that for years there in that stadium, and thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it and appreciate your good thoughts there. No, Frank, they've done that where the Islanders play for years. Now, could they do it in another stadium? Probably not.
It would be a little tough.
Yep.
It would be a little tough. You'd have to come to states like ours in Florida or
yeah,
in Texas, or maybe in South Dakota. Maybe South Dakota needs a hockey team.
You'd stand a better chance of doing it here in Tampa, where we're the home of CENTCOM and McDill, than you would say down in Miami.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have to be either on the West Coast or up in the Panhandle for sure.
Okay, now, I got to get into this about little Dr. Fauci, because little Dr. Fauci is acting more like God than God himself, in my opinion, with some of what he's doing. We now know that he was involved either listening on the telephone or something of the conference that the scientists and whatnot and the lab folks had about the origins of this virus, COVID thing back in February of 2020, when he first denied ever having anything to do with it.
Well, I'll go quick. Clarification for the big guy. The difference between Fauci and God is God is about truth. Mr. Fauci, and this is by his own words, so he's disqualified from being believed. Remember when he talked about the masks?
Yep.
Oh yeah, I said that just because I wanted people to do it.
Yep.
So they don't need it? No, they don't. But I said it because I wanted them to do that. That's manipulative. And because he admitted to lying about it, I can't take anything he says at face value. Everything has to be clarified now. And that is not a good thing for someone who needs the public trust.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, as soon as he admitted to being a manipulator of the truth, he should have been dismissed.
Well, he has no business being near or at any structure of power. And yet the fact that he's pointing out now and inferring there's something bigger going to happen, our bureaucracies, there's something bigger. He's trying to make himself relevant in all this. And what he needs to do is he needs to get sued. There are some people now bringing lawsuits against him. There's a criminal investigation going on, too. I don't know that he's necessarily involved in it, because you never know about these things. But he needs to be found out about, and if there's something there, he's got to be prosecuted.
We won't see it in this administration because they just won't. But when it flips, there's three initials that have to come after him, and that's what will catch him.
Yep.
IRS.
Yes, sir, buddy, because of all that money. All right, we're going to take a caller real quick. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. Question I have. In regards to the lowest candidate running for lowest office, say, city council or whichever, right up to President Trump, if we don't change the election, say, the voting machine, to go back to paper ballots and a thumbprint, what good is the election? I mean, that's the question that I have for both of you.
Okay.
What good is the election?
We'll give you an answer. We'll give you an answer. Thanks very much. Thank you very much. Okay. Frank, they are getting rid of some of the voting machines.
Yeah, and they're looking at the software too. But he's got a point. We've got an apparatus in place now that if it isn't dramatically altered, you have to win by so much.
Yep.
If you're a Republican, that it's beyond any kind of challenge.
Yep.
And in the urban areas, we're never going to see that.
Nope. Now the thing of it is Maricopa County, where they just finished an audit that we don't know the results yet. Correct.
Right.
Maricopa County, they were ordered by a judge to get rid of the voting machines.
Yeah, and I mean, this is, everything is going to be litigated about the election process going into 2022 and especially 2024.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats are not going to give up easily on this because they've figured out a way to use five states, and that could be rotating, but they'll use the five battleground states to manipulate elections and maintain control of the presidency. And they are going to try to employ that formula again and again and again and again. That's why making sure that the For the People Act, or S1, is defeated is critically important. And that means you getting a hold of this, your senators, and saying, if you vote for S1, this is the last time you're going back to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is that there are other lawsuits in the works right now. There are other investigations and audits in the works right now. By the way, let's not forget that Dominion is also suing.
Yeah, and from what I understand, I was reading a tech publication the other day, Deloitte, which does some voter work as well, has bought into an InfoSec type of security firm out of
Can you stick around another segment?
You bet.
All right, Frank's going to stick around another segment because we've still got plenty of stuff to talk about here. It's a busy day for a Monday morning. Keep your eyes on the sky up there along I-80 and 90 in Ohio. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American Airlines announced Sunday that it's cutting some 950 flights from its schedule to reduce the stress of its operations. The airline noted in an email statement that it's facing an incredibly quick ramp-up of customer demand. The National Transportation Safety Board announced Sunday it's investigating a fiery multi-vehicle crash Saturday on Alabama's Interstate 65 that killed 10 people, including 9 children, as storms swept through the southeast. The crash south of Montgomery, Alabama, occurred amid a tropical depression that triggered flash floods, spawned tornadoes, and razed dozens of homes. The New Zealand Olympic Committee has announced that Laurel Hubbard has been selected for the women's weightlifting team for the Tokyo Games. That will make her the first openly transgender athlete to compete in the event. BMX rider Chelsea Wolfe will become the first openly trans athlete with Team USA when she arrives in Tokyo as a reserve rider. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, I'll tell you something about the numbers last week. In case you didn't hear, I will repeat what happened to us last Thursday night. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Everglades Equipment Group. You know, those are the guys with the green tractors and riding lawnmowers and stuff. John Deere. Nothing runs like a deer. Now, I'll tell you what I know about Everglades Equipment Group. A lot of my neighbors have got John Deere equipment from Everglades Equipment Group, because we have a dealership over here in my vicinity, Largo on 114th Street. But there are 6 dealerships within the sound of my voice in the state of Florida right now listening to me on the affiliates that we've got where they're at. Let me tell you something, folks. You want reliable equipment? You want fair prices? You want extraordinary service from great hometown people that live right there in your backyard? They're the ones. Everglades Equipment Group. They'll get it done the right time, every time. Tell them the captain sent you. Everglades Equipment Group. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the Underground Everglades USA. You're all right. From the UndergroundUSA.com website. Well, you know, nothing runs like a deer. You can be running around on a deer, right?
Hey, I can go underground on a deer.
Yeah. Now, let me go back to these voting machines, because here's what I understand from everything that I've had come through my fingertips here, my news sources, okay? We know, number one, that at no time were those voting machines supposed to be plugged in or online with the internet turned on, correct?
Absolutely.
But we also know that in Georgia, in Michigan, in Arizona, in Minnesota and in Pennsylvania, not only were they plugged in, not only were some of them online for at least part of the time, but a few of them were online for the whole damn election.
Yeah, and they were communicating outside the state, and as we were saying, we're off the air, they're even overseas.
Yep.
And I don't care if Dominion had a hub in Switzerland or wherever. The second one never should have been attached to the internet. Period. Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Just if all the software was to be done, that should have been done during the shakedown that takes place up to 10 days before an election, and should have been certified, and the ports should have been sealed. But the second that they communicated with anything outside of the state, those machines should have been impounded, and they should have gone to hand-counting ballots.
Yep. And there is a provision for that. Thank God it didn't happen here in Florida. And by the way, there are 17 counties in Florida that have the Dominion machines. The other 50 counties have the ESS machine.
Well, going back to 2020, you have to applaud how the state of Florida held its elections. Without incident, without flaw, came in on time with the vote tally. It was accurate. I'm very pleased. Here in the county that I live in, our supervisor of elections is incredible. Everything is by the numbers, and if you have a question, you can ask her about it, and she tells you. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's Florida should be commended for how they executed the last election.
Yeah, now, George the Godfather, and good morning, George, to you, is chiming in about the fact that we had a convention last week here in Tampa of the election supervisors, and that they were here for a convention, and that one of the people that talked to them apparently was the voting machine companies, Dominion and SmartTech. Yeah, and that's okay because they were probably trying to explain why they shouldn't be booted out of submission. All right, because
it's a convention. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they want to shop their wares and reassure people who are using the machines. But the damage has been done to their reputations.
Yeah.
They're going to have to come up with a lot of safeguards that move away from all of the problems that they saw in 2020 before I would even employ them again.
All right. We've got a call from Mary. Let's see what Mary wants. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Aren't those Dominion machines the same ones that Amy Klobuchar and a lot of Democrats were complaining about in 2016?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are the same ones.
Mm-hmm. When Democrats lose, everything is awful. When Democrats win, the same things that were awful are fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's just the way that goes. Mm-hmm. They could have found vote fraud up the wazoo in 2016, and the very same things could have happened in 2020, and they would have said, well, that's just the way it's supposed to work. That's democracy in action. That's just the way it goes. You got to look at the source. Right now, if you're a politician and you've got a D behind your name, you've got a very bizarre dance with the truth going on.
Mm-hmm. And right now, if your name is Joe Manchin and you're from West Virginia, you better do the right thing because, hey, Joe, whether you've noticed it or not, you're not in a blue state anymore.
Yeah, it's I know he wants to his legacy to be the voice of compromise, which I kind of applaud him for because that's what the Senate's supposed to be. It's supposed to be more rational. But that was back in the days when the state legislatures appointed the senators. Now they're just an over-glorified House of Representatives because we directly elect the senators now. But he's got to stick with what he says. He can't waffle and be wishy-washy on the filibuster, on S1. He's got to stick to what he's been saying. He can't fold. If he folds, then his legacy's finished. because people are going to say, well, yeah, he strung the Republican, he strung opposition along right up to the last minute and then voted with his party. You know, that's just as bad as being a Romney or a Murkowski or, a Collins.
Yeah, by the way, Republicans have followed the news about critical race theory more closely than others. And two-thirds of the GOP voters think that teaching it in schools is going to lead to worse race relations.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the whole idea of social engineering in our education system should be expunged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about what it is. The education system in this country is not supposed to teach kids what to think. It's supposed to teach kids how to think. The ultimate goal is to teach kids to think critically. Critical thinking skills, not critical race theory, critical thinking skills. So they can consume information and make learned, knowledgeable decisions that make sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're just churning out bots that think the way that you want them to think, you're controlling people's thoughts. And to a gigantic level, we have to lay blame at the teachers' unions for this, because they've been instilling politics into the classroom ever since they've gained control and brought school boards to their knees. If you're on a school board, be independent thinking. And let's get back to teaching the kids how to think instead of what to think. Stop churning out these little ideological bots.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Graham Bell wasn't a little, he was a little bot. You know, people who have come up with the greatest inventions and the advances of technologies, they weren't little bots.
Mm-hmm.
They were independent thinkers who thought outside the box. That's because they were taught how to think.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say something real quick here because we're running out of time, and I appreciate you sticking around. Last week, I wore my Blue Lives Matter polo shirt. You know what they look like, right?
Yep.
And I really love the Blue Lives Matter shirt over the heart and all that stuff. I walked into a grocery store, and some moron walked up to me and said, "Are you a cop?" I said, "No." He says, "Well, what the hell are you doing wearing that thing for?" And I says, "Because I support my police. I'm a retired fire rescue captain, and I support my police." And I looked at him square in the eye, and he was looking at me like he wanted to tear me apart. And I looked at him like I was going to tear him apart. You want to know something? He walked away.
Yeah, and that's all you have to do. You know who the biggest cowards in the world are? Bullies.
Yep. Well, he was one.
When you confront a bully and you call them on their BS, they usually back down. What would he have said to you if you were a cop?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to lie to him. I mean, I was a firefighter.
Yeah.
I got a badge that can prove it.
Yeah, push back on bullies. They deserve to be pushed back.
Oh, I did. I looked right square at him. He didn't know what the hell to think, and he just turned around and walked away. All right, Frank, we will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, the website. Go check it out. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, Mr. Announcer Guy. Thank you very much for doing that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, the red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and make sure you give them a call at 941-922-2345 if you'd like to set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And their number again to call is 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. And they are the best at what they do. All right. The Sports Zone quarterback is with us right now, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I want to give congratulations to our friends up in Atlanta, because our big affiliate up there of the AM 920 The Answer in Atlanta, your Atlanta Hawks, are headed to the East Finals after that Game 7 win in Philadelphia, 120-114. Wait a minute, what was the score? No, I had the wrong score there, but what was the score?
Oh, shoot, Cap.
All right, well, never mind. They won.
Yeah,
that's
it doesn't
all
matter. They won the game. They're going. I just want to thank everybody up there in Atlanta that called in last week to your show. They were asking for some prayers for their sports teams up there, and they finally got one to make the Eastern Conference Final, Atlanta Hawks. So congratulations to them. Just a little bit up the road there in Nashville, Tennessee. Man, this guy Larson, four in a row, Captain Kyle's on fire here in the NASCAR Cup Series. That was the first NASCAR race in Nashville.
Yeah, but
Speedway up there.
But
pretty awesome.
But who got disqualified?
Well, you keep hitting me with some curveballs here, Captain, on that stuff.
Who got disqualified? It was Awesome Bill from Dawsonville's son.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, that's just the crazy things that happen. Speaking of people that had a name up there, Eric Amarillo came in fourth. He's a Tampa Bay product for all the Tampa Bay listeners out there. So he did well. And the Las Vegas Knights tie up the series against the Montreal Canadiens in overtime. 2-1, they win the game. And last night's baseball game, speaking about Atlanta, the Braves came through and beat the Cardinals.
And the Rays got beat in, what, the 11th inning with a grand slam home run.
Yeah, the Rays, they don't like going out to Seattle for some reason. That's kind of their nemesis right now. But the road that the Rays have been on, you can't expect them to continue that forever. U.S. Open yesterday out west in San Diego, Torrey Pines. John Rahm, he wins at Captain. I mentioned that
first
was my
win.
Pick.
First one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was my pick on the Sports Zone yesterday. We do the show from 11 to 12 on Sundays. And I was asked who was going to win it. I said John Rahm. And some of that was karma, and some of that was I thought the guy would play the best. A couple weeks ago, Captain, he had to withdraw from the tournament. He was leading by 6 strokes because of COVID-19. And that was very controversial. So I'm glad that he was able to win the U.S. Open. First Spaniard to win the U.S. Open. So congratulations to him. He loves the States. He was mentioning how San Diego reminded him of where he grew up in Spain. So
how about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, Seattle Seahawks quarterback. Curious what's going to happen there. Aaron Rodgers up in Green Bay. I mean, we're having the quarterback saga stories here of Days of Our Lives turning into soap operas, Captain. I just can't wait to get crazy.
Joe Namath has chimed in on this stuff and said he wants him to come to the Jets.
Oh, well, sure. We'll see what happens. They just drafted the kid from BYU, Wilson. So we're going to see how he turns out. And then also you have in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson Tigers. Now you have an affiliate up there in good old Spartanburg, South Carolina, who listens to us. So,
yeah.
Folks up there, Clemson's going to be great this year in football, just like Alabama. Football's going to be great this year. We'll get the fans back in there, Captain, and really make it happen.
And by the way, Albert Pujols hasn't been having a great season, but something he did yesterday kind of adds to all the glory that he deserves over the years. He hit a 3-run homer and passed Mel Ott for 14th on the career runs list, and the Los Angeles Dodgers extended their Arizona Diamondback losing streak to 17 games.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why the Angels let Albert go. Why not let him finish out the career? Or I like to see him go back to St. Louis and finish out where he started. I mean, that's a class act. He's been great to the game of baseball. He's always great to the fans, Captain. Never shy to sign a jersey, shy to baseball card for his fans. And to me, that is very impressive. And, you know, there's some Tampa Bay Lightning hockey players. Want to do a shout-out to them that the other night they still had the class to stay around and sign autographs for their fans. That's tough after you lose a game, Captain, to be in my frame to do that. So kudos to them.
Well, what I like about the New York Islanders is the fact that they've been doing what they've been doing for years, singing the national anthem. Now all of a sudden it's the thing to do. People are going, oh, this is tremendous. Well, it's been tremendous for about 15 years, maybe 20 years, however length of time they've been over there in that stadium. But the fact of the matter is we could be doing that down here.
Absolutely. We need more patriotic people here in this country and just get back to and thankful for you. We live in the greatest country in the world. It's amazing. Wants to, you know, not everybody. A lot of people want to badmouth America, but it's amazing how many people want to come in here. This baffles me, Captain. You know, it's just funny how there's so much hypocrisy out there in all walks of life. But sports sometimes gets it right, and sometimes it doesn't. And in this case, you're doggone right. Long Island.
Now, are you going to stop by and visit us for lunch tomorrow?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to pass on that tomorrow, Captain, but hopefully next Tuesday, unless things change. Right now, I'm tentatively have a couple of appointments down in Ruskin, Florida. So I'll be tied up there. But
there's a golf course down there, too. All right, well, I got to let you go because we run out of time here. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody. And, of course, Patrick Hyland is, besides being the sports zone quarterback, he's also in the insurance business. So this is what he does.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty. Well, let's give you a little passing thought on Claudette. Claudette is headed out to sea. It's probably just about there by now, but heavy rain from Claudette will continue over the North Carolina coast this morning with isolated flash, urban, and small stream flooding impacts possible. Tropical storm conditions are expected along portions of the North Carolina coast through this morning where a tropical storm warning is currently in effect. And then it's going to go off out to sea. It's probably going to skirt maybe you might feel a little bit of it in the Cape Cod area of Massachusetts, but it's going to go up and sideswipe Nova Scotia before it points pretty much like at Greenland. That looks like that's where it's going right now. So there you have it. But it's going to re-strengthen again to a full-size tropical storm, and away they go. Now, we got lucky. We missed it over here. But, folks, you need to prepare, you need to plan, you need to be ready for a hurricane season. Don't wait till the last minute and then go, oh, yeah, I'm going to go get this. Nope, you might not find it. So while the getting's good, go see what you can find out, what you need to have. And, Eric, the answer to that is yes, he does. The answer to that is yes. So it's ConsumerQB.com for Brandon Rimes, ConsumerQB.com. And we want to thank everybody that's been chatting in the chat room tonight. A lot of great conversations going on there. A lot of people go there and they communicate with each other, if you will. And that's a beautiful thing. And nobody's in there throwing punches at each other either. All right. Well, the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition has come to a close. I can't wait to come back Tuesday. Don't forget. Tuesdays, have lunch with the Captain, Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue. We've got a good group that shows up there and never know who's going to be there. We've had a lot of individual people show up there. Alrighty, I'll be back tonight. Have a great one. Be safe. Be careful. God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.